This is the Monday, February 7th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for tonight. So settle in and we'll set you up in 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome. The Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top rated daily fantasy app. Aaron Dolan, Anita Barks back with you again. Aaron, let's first and foremost, how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. It was actually so weird not watching football on Sunday or Saturday or any of it.
I know, I actually healed myself.
I went into
the city. I had a boozy brunch on Sunday. It was nice. It was the first time my friends actually saw my face outside of Zoom in 6 months. So
that's awesome.
But we've got one more big game. And of course, that's next Sunday. So, but we're going to be talking a lot of NBA today, giving you our NBA plays. So Aaron, let's dive into the association. First and foremost, the Miami Heat. I'm going to lay the six against the Wizards. Also, there's two prop bets that I like here as well, and that's Bam over 11.5 rebounds. He's got 12 his last game against the Wizards. He's averaging 12 a game his last three. And also Dinwiddie over 6.5 assists. You get that at plus money only and only if no Bradley Beal, as I like to call it, is going to be inactive and not attractive. But I am expecting Jimmy Butler to play. This is a really big game for them, as you know. The Heat took over the number one seed in the East. No time to relax and rest your players when you're trying to win the East and get that home court advantage throughout the postseason. Miami, again, they've got a half a game up on the Bulls as well as the Bucks. The Wiz, they've lost 4 of their last 5, 8 of their last 10. And right now, defensive efficiency, they're ranking 21st. So I'm all over the Heat tonight. Do you have a play in this game?
Yeah, the Wizards have been god-awful. I mean, Beal's been out the last three games, but despite that, I mean, they still continue to lose and lose. So for me, I'm looking at the Heat first half -3. You have a Wizards squad that's the absolute worst team in the league by a long stretch, a mile, whatever you want to call it, in terms of covering the first half spread. Absolutely terrible. They've been terrible in the last 10 games, the last 5, the last 3. So I like the Miami Heat to come out and, you know, be able to cover that 3. Only thing that ever concerns me about spreads 6-7 and above is just if they start resting their players towards the end and there's like a quick backdoor cover or something of that nature, especially if Bradley Beal ends up playing. So I'm just going to take the Heat in that first half -3.
I like it. Second game I really like is the Suns. I'm laying the 8 against the Bulls. Also, I've got some prop bets here I like. Booker over 28.5 points, rebounding from just 11 points, right, that he put up last game. He's averaging 30 a game. Also, Chris Paul over 11.5 assists. You get that at plus money at plus 105. He's averaging 15 assists a game. So the Bulls, this is going to be their second of a back-to-back. They took on your 76ers, Aaron Dolan. And
I know, finally a win for us.
It was a real physical matchup. So I think the Bulls are going to come in a little bit tired. No Ball, no Caruso, possibly no Zach. And he's going to be a game-time decision, so we'll see what happens there. Defensively, they're in 26 the last 2 weeks. They're giving up the 7th most mid-range shots allowed. So their wing defense has been one of the worst. That's why I'm looking at game script, Aaron. I'm thinking like Chris Paul feeding Booker, Booker nailing his shots. That's why I like CP over assist, Booker over points. The Suns, as we know, top 5 offensively and defensively. They've gone 12-1 in their last 13 games, which is just dumb, like in a good way. What's your play in this matchup?
So for this game, I'm going to be looking at DeAndre Ayton to have a double-double. It's -115, and usually we see this at -215, 230, because he's so prone to having double-doubles. He did just have a double-double against the Wizards. Now, he's played in 3 games since returning from injury. He only hit a double-double last game. The first 2 previous games, he did not. But I did read that they're going to end up playing him the majority of all these games. They're not going to rest him at all because they think for him to get back into shape, he really needs to play the full game. And that's the best way to go about him getting back to, you know, his old former self before his injury. So I think that considering he's going to be playing the usual minutes that he's playing and he's going against a Bulls squad that has a depleted backcourt. On top of that, they did just play last night. We're not really sure of their full lineup just yet. I see Ayton having another successful game and having a double-double, especially at that price. Because again, usually towards the beginning of the season, you were seeing that minus 230, minus 215.
I like it. Maybe I should wear my Ayton t-shirt tonight on the Daily
Wager. You should.
If this is going to be one of your plays, which by the way, I've sent everybody on Daily Wager a t-shirt. You have to tell me which t-shirt you want. If I could send you any t-shirt of any player in any sport, Aaron, what would it be? What t-shirt do you want,
Boo? Oh, that's a tough one. I think we have to narrow it. Well, I would say NFL Joe Burrow easily. And I know you have one of those.
I have
NBA,
several.
Probably Ja Morant.
I have several Joe Burrows.
At this point, I figured that, especially leading up to Super Bowl, since you're taking the Bengals, I'm sure you're going to be whipping out a different shirt each show.
Well, I'm definitely going to be wearing a Burrow shirt today. But you just let me know. Text me. Let me know what shirts
you
want.
Yes, I will.
I'm happy to send them to you. All right. Two more plays I like really quick in the association tonight. That's Toronto -2 against the Hornets. Siakam, Van Fleet, they've been unbelievable. They won 7 of their last 10. Straight up. And oh, by the way, against the spread, they're healthy. Their last game, Aaron, they shot 57% from the field, 63% mm-hmm. from downtown. They play strong on both sides of the court. They don't take anything off. And the Hornets, as we know, they're in a slump. They've lost 4 straight, 1-4 against the spread their last 5 games.
Yeah.
And last but not least, I love, like, this might be my best bet tonight. I know I'm foreshadowing, right? On Daily Wager, and that's Klay Thompson over 2.5 3-pointers. You get this at even money. Klay is clicking. He's averaging 8 3-point attempts a game. Last game, he went 7 of 9. They're rested. The last time they played was February 3rd. So, you know, they had the weekend. I don't know if he did a boozy brunch like I did yesterday. Hopefully not, but OKC, their defense allowing the 6th most made 3-pointers against their opponents. So this might be my best bet tonight on Daily Wager. We'll see. This is why you listen to the podcast. Early bird gets the worm. So
yeah, right.
Those are a few of my other plays in the NBA. Before we sign off, I know that I'm on the podcast a few days this week. I'm sure you are as well. We're going to talk a lot about the Super Bowl. Is there a play out there that you've come across that you really like, that you've laid down already, that you want to share with the people?
Yeah, a new one that I've kind of added to. Yesterday I was laying in bed and I just wrote down all my props and there's like 20 of them. So I got to start singling some of these out. But the one that I do like is Joe Burrow under his rushing yards, under 11.5 is what I'm seeing it at. Usually it's posted around 7 with a medium of 6.5. Now last game against the Chiefs, he ran for 25 yards, which was great. But you're going against a Rams defense that, you know, allowed a quarterback like Kyler Murray to have 6 yards rushing. So I don't see Joe Burrow really running the ball much in this game. I see those deep passes to Ja'Marr Chase and et cetera. So that's one that I am keeping an eye on for this weekend.
I like that a lot. I'm going to play that one. Also, Joe Burrow's longest rushing attempt over or under 8.5 yards. Mm-hmm. I'm going under with that as well. So I am
I like
on you,
that.
Aaron. I love that prop bet. Here's one for you. And you know, I'm all over the Rams. I mean, I'm all over Cincinnati. I've made that perfectly clear for the past 2 weeks, but here's one that I do like, and we've been talking about it at nauseam, right? On Daily Wager and a lot of other platforms in regard to how slow starting the Bengals are, especially in the first quarter. Rams to score first, and Rams first quarter money line, Aaron, at +135. Follow me here. The Rams have been one of the best offenses to start games this season. On opening possessions through the regular season and the playoffs, they rank 8th in both EPA per play and EPA per drive. So they're first, like, and of course, folks out there, we're not talking down to anyone. You know, the first 15 to 16 plays are scripted. Sean McVay, one of the best offensive-minded coaches in the NFL. They've got a lot of weapons. So that first drive for the Rams is pretty spot on. It's like in regards to teams out there in the NFL, the first drive, the Rams are up there at the top three in the NFL. And as we know, the Bengals, not only do they start slow offensively, but they also start slow defensively. So I see the Rams getting on the board first, maybe with a field goal from Gay, And then, of course, being up at the end of the first quarter. So again, Rams scoring first and first quarter money line for the Rams at plus 135. So
love it.
There's so many plays.
It's almost like you could do a 2-hour show of just all your plays combined.
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing for the Super Bowl. I'm having people over. Of course, everybody has to take a home test before they enter the door. I'm being responsible, just letting people know. But I don't know about you, but like I'm gonna have like at least 5 pages of all my plays, all my bets, all my prop bets, and I don't know how much fun. I don't know how much fun it's going to be watching the Super Bowl over here at my, because I'm going to be telling people to shut up because I have to follow the game and follow all my prop bets, but they want to come over and drink my adult beverage and eat all my good food. It's fine.
Love that.
All right, girl. Always great doing the podcast with you. And
yes, girl, so holding it down.
The association. We are early today on Daily Wager, by the way. We have an early show. It starts at 3:00. On ESPN2, so keep that in mind. So make sure you tune in at 3:00 this afternoon, and we'll give you even more plays and picks then. So again, we appreciate you listening to our Daily Wager podcast. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. And of course, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.